It's the first of the month in San Francisco, and it's December, which ideally would be a shopping month and a bustling holiday month, but this is the new San Francisco. Let me tell you all about it.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hi guys, Didi Dam here. This is your San Francisco Dam episode for Friday, December 1st, 2023. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating today. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Now, during the golden years of San Francisco, downtown was bustling. It was busy. People would be going to the Westville Mall, which is now, well, it's not closed, but they basically gave up the loan at the Westville Mall because of looting, vagrants, bums, and junkies. And then people would go to the Fairmont for hot chocolate. People go to Union Square to go ice skating. They're still doing that. People would stop at Macy's. And then there used to be a Macy's men's store across the street on Stockton in downtown San Francisco. Well, that all is pretty much changed. We're basically demolishing San Francisco, downtown San Francisco. And it's been rebuilt. When I say we, I mean City Hall. Poor policies using druggies, junkies, mentally ill drug addicts, vagrants, and thugs to destroy businesses. A store in the downtown Westville Mall, well, it's not the Westville Mall anymore because they gave up their loan. Well, a store in the mall got looted out of existence. They're closing December 9th. They got robbed. Someone stole all of their money. There is continued retail crime throughout the city. I really want you to understand that, but still, since I'm rambling, guys, San Francisco is quite beautiful in spots. Although it's dystopian, but you can visit properties that are 500 feet above sea level. Yeah, 420, 480, 500. You have climbed up five stairs, five flights on one property. You're sitting on these patios and you're looking over the entire city. You're looking at downtown 3 miles away. You're like, wow. Now, as an empathetic woman, I understand people who do not live near dystopia. I understand people who do not live near ghettos. I get y'all. I get you. But understand, a lot of you guys are cold-hearted, but unfortunately, it's like having a headache. Everybody gets headaches. But some people don't have empathy for people who have headaches until they get their own headaches. So some people don't have empathy for people who live in dystopia or ghettos until their house gets broken into, their cars are broken into, also known as bipping. That is Bay Area slang for the thing that some people don't get until it happens to them. Rambling me. I'm drawn to masculine men. I guess my ideal man would be a cowboy who reads books, a cowboy who plays piano, the guy who wears pointy-toed boots, carries a pistol on his belt. What? There I said it. What do you think I'm going to say living in San Francisco for so many decades? Law and order, baby. Law and order. Yeah, as a woman who rests in her femininity, I'm pink this and pink that. I make it my business to stay away from men who relax their masculinity. For me, those men are dangerous because who's going to do the protecting? Who's going to open their mouth and say, hey, buddy, cut it out? Sometimes that's all it takes is for a man to say, hey, buddy, cut it out. But when men abdicate opening their mouth, their masculine mouths, when they abdicate being masculine, well, that doesn't work for me. Rambling. I went to North Beach. You know, this is a season for girlfriends to be breaking up. This is the uncuffing seasons. But these are women who should have dumped their boyfriends in the summer. And these are the girlfriends who basically blew off their girlfriends because they were in those dysfunctional relationships. Ladies, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is uncuffing season, and now these women are trying to get back into the swing of things. But they've been off the scene for a long time because they were shacked up with these boyfriends who never wanted to marry them. Ladies, nowadays in 2024, yeah, it's practically 2024. If you're spending years with the guy who doesn't want to marry you, and you know you want to get married, you are a masochist. And on that same topic, jerks of a feather sleep together. Women who talk about their husbands, guys who talk about their wives. Yeah, oh, the guys who talk about their wives. Oi. Yeah, this is my wife. My wife is this. Is my wife is that. My husband is this. My boyfriend is that. And guess what? Y'all are evenly matched. You love it. That's why y'all haven't broken up. I have very little empathy for anybody who's yanging and yapping about their boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, or wives. You are sleeping with them in the same bed with them, and you're a hypocrite for dissing them to us. I don't want to hear it. Ball up, boss up, break up, or shut up. Did I finish talking about North Beach? You know, I went over there Monday. I'm going to overshare just a little bit. I've had a couple girlfriends flake on me recently. They don't want to go out. I invite them. They don't want to go out. They want to invite me to their house. Girl, I'm like, you're not the Queen of England or the King of England. So I went to North Beach on Monday by myself, but I met up later on with somebody special at a different venue. But I went to North Beach on Monday to a little sketching event. I'm not going to elaborate on that, but it was pretty interesting. Censoring. Yeah, it's uncuffing season, especially people that are over 40. If you're over 40 in a relationship with somebody that you can't stand, and you're just with them because you're afraid, or you're using them for a mortgage, or you're using them for a roof over your head, or you're using them because you don't want to live alone, you are a coward and you are dangerous to them. You are dangerous. It's dangerous to live and share the bed with somebody you don't like. That's when murders happen. Yeah, I mean it. If y'all don't have kids in the house, break up already, you cowards. Now back to San Fran fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. It is still a city in flux. The mayor, where the hell is the mayor? Now that APEC is over, Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation, blah, blah, blah. Now we're back to the dystopia, junkies living on the sidewalks, people looting Walgreens, looting Target. People are actually stealing ATMs out of stores. Yeah, somebody stole an ATM out of stores, out of a store that had $60,000 in it. That was in a hate. San Francisco is just being totally criminalized. It's dystopian and it's beautiful. Early Christmas gift. Michael Jackson stickers. There, I said it. Cheap. Off of Amazon. What? What? I'm a Motown baby. I was raised with the Jackson 5. I remember their first song, ABC. They had four number ones in a row. Midwestern kids who migrated to California. I have a lot in common with the Jacksons. Eccentric creatives raised by Southern disciplinarians in the Midwest who migrated to California have a lot in common with them. Well, babies, that's it. That's your rambling San Francisco damn show. Thank you for listening. This has been your show for Friday, December 1st, 2023. Again, happy birthday to all my birthday childrens. Thanks for listening to my ramble. Thank you for subscribing. Have a beautiful, beautiful month of December. I am Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Damn with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.